All right, you want secrets? We got secrets. Have we got secrets or what? Are we dispelling stuff? Are we dispensing things or are we not?
Didn't we write a song about
this? As far as I know, we are. Yes, we wrote a song. We have an original
song we wrote.
Tune about the circus. Okay. I mean the secrets. It will come across as a circus.
Should we give everyone a little bit of our musical snack?
I think we shall. An hors d'oeuvre of musical delights.
Let's give them one, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
Start us off, Zed.
Listen.
Do
you want to know a secret?
Do
you promise not to tell?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Closer.
Do
let me whisper in your ear.
Do
say the words I long to hear.
I'm
in love with you.
We redlined that sucker.
Don't know how that's going to come across.
Oh, boy.
Where were we?
I don't know, but the ladies are swooning right now.
They're swooning right now.
Swooning.
We need an ambulance. All right, thank you. All right.
I got a secret to tell you, Zed.
Yes, tell it to me.
I have a secret.
Lo. A secret to you, I am telling.
To me.
Telling you a secret.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I only tell my buddies these things.
I know.
We all, indeed, shall not be put to repose.
Thank God for that.
You know what that word repose means? It's like a Greek word that means to lie. So I'm not going to lie. We're not all going to be lied.
We're not all going to be lied. Lay down. Okay, good.
We're not all going to see the Undertaker.
I like that. Tell me more.
Yet we shall all be changed. Changed.
Well, how? How's this going to happen?
In an instant.
All right. What
else? In the twinkling of an eye.
When?
At the last trump.
Explain.
For he will be trumpeting.
Then what?
And the dead will be roused incorruptible.
And what about us?
And we shall be changed.
How long is it going to take?
For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal put on immortality. That's a secret.
It's also an evangel.
Mm.
That's a good. That's a well message. This is now the secret of the resurrection.
That's right.
We're talking about the secrets here, and this is the secret of the resurrection, which was unknown until Paul wrote those words.
Yeah, resurrection wasn't unknown.
No, resurrection wasn't, but this is a specific resurrection concerning a new group of people that God was calling from among the nations, namely the body of Christ.
And you know, this is one of the most mocked teachings, too.
Oh, yeah,
the secret resurrection.
Yeah, apparently some woman, for those who disparage this, they say there was some woman named Margaret MacDonald invented this in the late 19th century, and she wrote books about it. Have you heard that name?
I think Margaret MacDonald?
It's crazy. People mock this.
Some say Darby invented it.
Well, in any case, I've heard people say, what do you think Paul means when he says that, you know, we shall not all be put to repose, we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye? I think he means what he says.
Exactly.
Same thing in 1 Corinthians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
And one of the keys to this verse is the word changed. And again, this is another one of those secrets that's rooted in Israel's apostasy. Yesterday, we talked about the secret of the evangel, which was called the conciliation. Now that Israel has been put aside
temporarily,
God is going out to the world with a world conciliation, a message of conciliation, right?
Yes.
Now, did we, as nations who believe Paul's evangel, do we partake in Israel's apostasy?
No, we didn't.
So we will not be partaking of the coming indignation either. So how are we going to get out of the coming indignation?
No, that's a good point. Hang on, let me camp there for a second.
Camp
the indignation
there
was coming for Israel because of her disobedience. Right?
Yeah, in the time of the end.
The time of the end, that we're talking about the book of Revelation.
Right.
And that is to bring her through trial. It's the new birth, which comes through birth pangs.
Yes, through trial.
Right, and what you're saying is, which I agree with, we did not participate in that. I didn't do it.
No.
I wasn't there.
No.
So, okay, now elaborate.
So, because we don't partake of that, God has a special resurrection for us.
Why do we need a special resurrection?
Because we have a different calling now than Israel. We've been conciliated to God. We have a new home, heaven. 1 Corinthians 15 tells us it's a secret because, one, it's timing, and two, the type of resurrection. We are going to be given bodies that are suited to our new home. Celestial bodies.
Yeah, because right now our bodies are barely suited to get up in the morning.
Exactly.
So we have to have them change in order to survive in our new environment,
exactly,
which will be the celestials.
You know, it's interesting. Our Lord Jesus had two forms after his resurrection. He appeared to his disciples on earth, right? Mm-hmm. And he looked like he did before.
Yeah, pretty much.
And he can do things. He walked through walls,
he
right?
He was paler, maybe a little bit paler because he had no blood.
No blood. But Paul saw him on the road to Damascus.
Yes.
And he was pretty awesome on the road to Damascus.
Yes, that's how I want to see him.
And so our resurrection is going to be more like what Paul saw on the road to Damascus. Israel is going to be more like Christ as they saw him walking around during those 40 days. But because our calling is mm-hmm. celestial, we need celestial bodies suited to that.
Daniel's taught on a resurrection of the just, didn't he?
Yeah,
is that
Daniel
chapter
12,
9?
1 and 2.
12? Okay,
yeah.
Chapter 12 of Daniel. And so many people mix up these two resurrections.
Yes.
But we're talking about a secret of the resurrection. Now, Daniel prophesied concerning the resurrection of the just. He saw it dimly, but yet he still taught on it in
yes.
chapter 12. The fact that Paul says, lo, a secret I'm telling you, and then he goes on to teach on a resurrection, that proves that the resurrection Paul's talking about cannot be the resurrection Daniel spoke
exactly.
of in Daniel 12, because that resurrection concerned Israel, and their bodies are going to be changed to be like the Lord's body when he was on earth.
And again, to reiterate the point, this is based on Israel's defection again. It's rooted in Israel's failure, the special resurrection that we have. And one thing, if I can share, because there's been a lot of confusion. In 1 Thessalonians 4, when Paul says, for this we are saying to you by the word of the Lord, verse 15, this is a special revelation that God gave the Apostle Paul, and that we, the living who are surviving to the presence of the Lord, should by no means outstrip those who are put to repose, for the Lord himself will be descending from heaven with the shout of command, with the voice of the chief messenger, and with the trumpet of God. Now, in 1 Corinthians 15:52, Christ is the one trumpeting. The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, and will be snatched away together. You, me, and those who've been put to repose. Those who died before us
in Christ
will not be in heaven before us. They're not there now.
No.
So here's the distinction about this coming. Number one, the Lord himself. There's no angels at this coming.
Which happens when he comes for Israel.
Right. And this is a message of salvation. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, see, the problem in the Thessalonian church, what was going on? Somebody came in there and conned them out of this truth and said, there's no difference between the coming of Christ for Israel and the coming of Christ for the body of Christ.
That's what we're being told today by lots of groups of people.
And thus, this is how we will always be together with the Lord. But the day of the Lord and the snatching away are two different events. The day of the Lord, when he comes back to earth for judgment and to rescue Israel in the future,
hell to pay.
Guess who comes with him?
Messengers.
In 2 Thessalonians 1, that's right. It says that at the unveiling of the Lord Jesus from heaven with his powerful messengers in flaming fire, dealing out vengeance to those who are not acquainted with God and to those who are not obeying the evangel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the second coming to earth with his messengers.
That's the second coming all these movies are made about and everybody is looking for, with all these trials and traumas and thunders and lightnings and judgments and bowls of wrath. That's going to happen, but this is completely different.
Right. That is a pure grace situation where all believers will be snatched away together with him. And it's interesting, in 1 Thessalonians 5, it says that Christ died for our sakes, that whether we may be watching or drowsing, we should be living at the same time together with him. Watching or drowsing, whether you're looking for him to come or not. It's a pure grace situation. However, in Matthew 24, when we read about the presence of Christ, that's referred to in Daniel 12, there's some distinctions here. In Matthew 24, verse 43, we read this. Matthew 24, 43, Now that be knowing, if the householder were aware in what watch the thief is coming, he would watch, and would not let his house be tunneled into. Therefore, you also become ready for an hour which you are not supposing the Son of Mankind is coming. So the second coming of Christ, the presence of Christ to earth with the messengers, those powerful messengers.
Yeah, dealing out vengeance.
Has to do with vengeance and judgment.
Mm-hmm.
For us.
How different.
It's completely different.
It's a whisper.
It's a pure peaceful situation.
Yes. Nobody is even going to know what happened on the earth.
You know what? It's interesting, and I'll ask your opinion on this. When Paul says we'll be caught away, snatched away together with him in clouds, I well, you just said a whisper. What is a cloud? It's like a vapor that disappears.
Yeah, these are literal clouds. The rule of interpretation is literal if possible.
Yeah.
What are you going to ask me about
that? Well, I was just wondering what your thoughts were on the word clouds.
My thought is that since this is a secret administration and since it's a secret resurrection, I think that the enactment of it will be secret as well. And I believe the clouds serve a practical purpose to hide from view what is happening. I think the people on the earth, that's why if there's a sunny day, this is how literal I am. If it's a sunny day, I don't think Christ is going to come. So really, we have a better chance of the snatching away here in Michigan because he's coming with clouds. Now, I don't take this as a gigantic display of like, look at all those clouds. No, it's going to be your standard cloudy day, and it's the purpose is practical. I mean, it's going to hide these epic events from the view of earthlings. We're going to be taken to heaven and nobody's going to know about it. And the Christian world, 10 years after this event, are still going to be looking for it because they're not in it, because they're not initiated into these secrets. That's my view on the clouds. Everybody spiritualizes that or makes it a metaphor. But darn it, the rule of interpretation is literal if possible.
So in other words, like it's almost similar to our Lord in Acts 1, verse 9. It says that he was a cloud took him up from their eyes.
Exactly.
Hiding him.
Yes, hiding him. Yeah, that's exactly it. Literal if possible. They're going to be freaking clouds.
And it's interesting that when Paul saw Christ on the road to Damascus, he's the only one who saw him.
Yeah. Well, how do you explain that one?
That's a secret.
Spiritual perception.
And
or
it was
something.
Outside of Israel, too.
Yes, it was. God waited until Paul was outside of the land to reveal this message because it has nothing to do with Israel.
Well, this is a wonderful thing. In 1 Thessalonians 4, we do not take of Israel's failure, so we're spared from the coming indignation. In 1 Corinthians 15, we learn that we're going to have new bodies for our new sphere. And in Philippians 3, we realize that our ultimate destination is in heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven. And this is part of the secret resurrection is the fact that our citizenship is different from Israel. The Apostle Paul says, our realm is inherent in the heavens, out of which we are awaiting a Savior also, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transfigure the body of our humiliation to conform to the body of his glory.
I like glory.
Acts 9, not Acts 1.
I want glory.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's a secret.
As we close here, what a picture of being saved, whether we're watching or drowsing, is Eutychus, you know, the guy who fell asleep when Paul was teaching in Acts. This guy was in the upper chambers. There were 12 lanterns lit or some number, I forget. And anyway, this guy got bored listening to Paul, if you can imagine that. Fell asleep, fell down like three stories, fell down dead. Paul raised him from the dead, and that's a picture of whether we're watching or drowsing, as Paul says in another place, we will be snatched away together with him. Good news for all of us, even though we don't want to be drowsing. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the secret of Christ.
Oh, this is my favorite.
Yeah, this is Dan's favorite, so he's really looking forward to this. He's licking his chops. This is going to be a juicy one, and we'll see you tomorrow.